For Yellowstone Public Radio News, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. It's 5:44. Charges were dropped against a drone operator who was accused of stalking private security workers during a protest last year over the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline in North Dakota. The trial was scheduled to open today against Myron Dewey on a misdemeanor stalking charge. The Bismarck Tribune reports prosecutors on Monday asked to drop the charge after a judge ruled to suppress evidence taken from the drone. The judge ruled the state hadn't provided that authorities' seizure of the drone was legal. Morton County Sheriff's officials allege Dewey tried to capture the faces and license plates of two people working for Layton Security in October in an attempt to post their identities online. Dewey said he was just trying to record evidence that the pipeline company was working illegally. A Billings man who was charged with vehicular homicide while under the influence of marijuana is challenging the state standard at which a person is considered to be under the influence. Public defender Gregory Pascal says the THC blood level set by the state is arbitrary. He's requesting that the charge against 20-year-old Kent Roderick Jensen be dismissed. Deputy Yellowstone County Attorney Victoria Callender says the Montana legislature set the legal limit and the case should move forward. The Billings Gazette reports Jensen faces charges in the March 2016 death of motorcyclist Joshua Fry. Court records say Jensen's blood contained 19 nanograms per milliliter of THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, and state law says a person is under the influence with a blood level of 5 nanograms per milliliter of THC. District Judge Gregory Todd has not yet ruled on the motion to dismiss. Montana's Law Enforcement Academy is getting an upgrade over the next few years. Despite the tight budget, lawmakers earlier this year approved $6 million to begin remodeling the academy for new officers. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Every new state, county, and city law enforcement hire will spend at least 12 weeks on the 20-acre training center in the Helena Valley. They study the law they'll be enforcing, investigation techniques, human behavior, and run through situations in a scenario room where cops are put in life-size video games, acting out scenes, and sometimes firefights, playing on a large projector. While some of the technology in the academy is slowly becoming more advanced, academy officials say the buildings on campus are old and need renovating to keep up with educational programs. Most of the buildings on campus were built between 1920 and 1960. Attorney General Tim Fox says when he started running the Department of Justice 4 years ago, he saw the need to update the academy.
Because it's a maintenance headache here.
In a media tour of the academy campus Tuesday, Administrator Glenn Steiner often mentioned and sometimes joked about the maintenance problems of the old buildings.
It's not uncommon to see one plumbing truck or electrical truck here. Sometimes we'll see two. That's really exciting. This is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. You had something that was put in the 20s or 30s, and then the plumber's going, well, okay, I know what that is. I'm not quite sure what that is. So they figure out a way to kind of make it work.
After an interim study in 2016 looked into the DOJ request to remodel the training center, in the 2017 session, legislators authorized the funding.
So we're going to fix all the dorm buildings. We're going to make the cafeteria bigger. So we're going to kind of get to where we need to be as a state facility for law enforcement. So that will start early next year. It'll take about 2 years or so to get it done.
The little over $6 million for remodeling is about half of the total funding needed to finish all of the renovations academy administrators are planning in their long-term goal to update the campus, which includes a new scenario building and renovated classrooms. But for now, Steiner says they have the money for the dorms, which was the big ticket item, and construction on those will begin next spring. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Wyoming officials say the search for a rafter missing since last week has turned into a recovery mission. Police say 21-year-old Oliver Woodward of Georgia was reported missing July 4th after he was thrown off his raft in the Snake River area south of Jackson. Woodward was not wearing a life jacket or a wetsuit during the incident. Officials say the search has been scaled back since they suspect he is dead. Teton County Sheriff's Lieutenant Matt Carr told the Jackson Hole News and Guide yesterday that the department would love to provide Woodward's family with closure. Woodward was with five friends when they were thrown off the raft. The friends lost their cell phones and were not able to report the incident until an hour after it happened. Investigators have determined that lightning ignited a wildfire that has burned about 3 square miles of timber in a southeast Wyoming national forest. The fire burning in the Keystone area of Medicine Bow National Forest began July 3rd. After growing quickly last week, officials say the fire has been relatively inactive this week thanks for favorable weather conditions, which have allowed firefighters to contain about 15% of the fire. However, they note plenty of heavy fuels in the area that could contribute to fire growth. Firefighters are constructing a containment line and conducting burnouts where they can. Several small communities in the area have been evacuated and nearby camping areas closed. I'm Bree Ripley, and this has been YPR Evening News for Wednesday, July 12th.